This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Joined us, I want to be very, very clear. I don't think the number one story in the world is Omar Mateen, the mass murderer from the gay Orlando nightclub that killed 50-plus people. I don't think that it's the number one story in the world that his dad showed up in a suburb of Orlando yesterday and was part of a vetted group behind Hillary Clinton, and then he went on the news and said he was, you know, basically proud of Hillary Clinton and how wonderful she is. And by that, I don't mean that story by itself is the most important, but what it's illustrative of, what it shows you, is the total disconnect and the absolute ignorance and the fact that there is such a love, such a fellow traveler attitude with the Islamists and the Democratic Party, even though the two groups supposedly don't agree with each other on almost anything, that they would have this guy be vetted by the Secret Service and put behind her, and that he wouldn't even think that there was an issue with the fact that, hey, your son killed all these people. Is it a good thing that you're here? So I want to play that clip for folks because, again, it just shows how the establishment and even their minions are smoking their own propaganda. They're smoking their own bull. They're buying their own baloney. And that's scary because this is an establishment that's making a lot of really dangerous moves worldwide. And even mainline analysts, retired generals, foreign leaders are saying, what are you doing? Well, no one ever acted like this before from the West. And we have a bunch of people that have overthrown our institutions who still act like they're revolutionaries when they're in charge. And that's very dangerous. And the late actor Ron Silver, who's a big leftist and better known as being a producer than he was and being in films like Die Hard. He was at the Clinton's inauguration in 1993 and F-16s flew over. And this guy was so disconnected from reality, such an America hater, that he famously in front of newspaper reporters and Democrats went, how dare them fly those over and threaten us? And they went, Ron, it's okay, they're our jets now. And see, that tells you everything you have to know about those people. They are just, people with guns, American flags. There's just a bunch of neurotic fruits. And they just haven't lived in the real world. Here is the daddy of the nightclub killer, the mass murderer, Omar Mateen's papa, at the Hillary event. Here he is.
Clinton's campaign know that you were going to that event and sitting right directly behind her?
It's a Democratic Party, so everybody can join.
Do you think that some people will be surprised to know and to see that you were there in Orlando or near Orlando?
Why they shouldn't be surprised? I love the United States, and I've been living here for a long time.
Why you be surprised? I only do TV show for Taliban and Pashtun and... Family help bring in refugee, me friendly, me hook into CIA.
This guy was brought here. And it's just all designed in social engineering to bring in incompatible people. I mean, can we put up the photos again of the Islamic women in the Teletubby outfits? I mean, that's what they are. If you don't know what Teletubby are, they're like these little space alien things with these little hats that look like they have a little condom in on the back of their head, a little antenna. And, I mean, that's what these women are wearing, these Teletubby outfits. And then here they are playing these other women. And it's just like, look at the future. Look at science. Look at all the high-tech gear in those bikinis. And then just all the, you know, coding and science and everything else that goes into God's amazing designs. such a fan of God's artwork, I have to tell you. And then meanwhile, you've got this demonic cult covering it up. And I don't like it. It's okay. I'll explain it.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fox News has had its medical team come out. We're going to play a clip of that here in a few minutes. And said, look, she needs to release her neurology records. And I was thinking, who better to bring on? Somebody that's known Hillary Clinton, somebody who's been in the Council on Foreign Relations, somebody who was the head of psychological warfare for the State Department. Co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books as well, Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com. He's an MD and PhD, an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. So he has MIT degree as well, trained in psychiatry at Harvard and international relations at MIT. To specifically talk about Hillary, look, it always comes up in elections to say somebody's got a health problem or somebody doesn't have a health problem. And a lot of times it's a red herring. But with Hillary, every day now, she doesn't know where she's at. She suddenly starts having clearly seizures. Again, I have an uncle who's in a motorcycle accident, and he'll be sitting there with him. He'll suddenly start doing the exact same thing she does. When she was out under the bright lights at the DNC, she started doing it repeatedly. She's falling and stumbling downstairs. She looks bad. She has lesions on her tongue. Dr. Steve Pachinik isn't just a top psychiatrist. He was a board examiner and ran entire medical facilities. And so he was also bringing up the fact that Charles Krauthammer had at one time actually worked under him in one of these programs. So to break all of this down, and Krauthammer's saying there's serious questions as well, is Dr. Steve Pachinik, doctor specifically, go over your background for folks that may not know who you are, your curriculum background, your letters, and then let's get specifically into what you're seeing with Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Number one, my background is I went to Cornell Medical School, received my MD in 1968. Then I went to Harvard in 1971, became a psychiatrist. At the same time, I went to MIT to receive my PhD in international relations. I became board certified, and eventually I was brought in as a board examiner in neurology and psychiatry. But in my private practice, in Washington, D.C., despite also working at the State Department as a DAS under Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Bush, and others, I also treated congressmen, senators, and major politicians. I clearly won't say who. The key issue for me and why I'm grateful you brought me on the show again, and as you know, you didn't know what I was about to say, and I didn't want anybody to know, but the point of fact is the two physicians, Dr. Siegel and the other gentleman from Mount Sinai, who are on Fox News, were absolutely correct, as was Charlie Krauthammer, for demanding that we have an independent investigation of Hillary Clinton. Why do I say that? Number one, for some time now, she has had a history of seizures. One sees it. She has a hard time going up the steps. She's totally confused. And in one of the most revealing interviews that was done on Fox News, where Chris Wallace repeatedly asked her, did you or did you not commit a malfeasance or a felony with the emails? She just repeated total lies. In my business, given the fact that she's had a history of three major concussions, 1998, 2009, 2012, she'd been put on anticoagulant, and I will go over her medical record as it was written by her internist, Lisa Bardak. She evidences a serious problem of neurological and cognitive deficit in the brain, be it a post-stroke syndrome, or if I said if you have constant thrombosis in the brain, you have to look for occult tumors. Occult tumors meaning secret tumors that are in the brain, which were biopsied when she was at the Physicians and Surgeons Columbia in 2012 and remained there for 6 months. There's no question in my mind that Columbia Physicians and Surgeons has a mandate to reveal the CAT scans, the MRI, and every test that they had done regarding Hillary Clinton's physical status.
Absolutely. So just release it all, and you don't have any excuses to do it, or you're hiding something clearly.
Correct. Now, let me go over this, Alex, and I appreciate it, and I want the audience to understand. As most of the audience realizes, I don't usually come on the show unless I have something that I'd like to tell the American audience, which is very, very important. One of the other issues, in my world as a psychological operations and intelligence officer and as a DAS, I used to give lectures on presidential health at Fort McNair and West Point. And what I used to go over was how we in the Republic hide the health of our president. And I start with Woodrow Wilson, who had a stroke. And for a year and a half, he was in a comatose state, where Colonel House and his wife was running the White House. We can't have that. Secondly, we had FDR, who was a cripple, and the Secret Service made certain that no one took pictures of Franklin Roosevelt as a cripple in the administrations he was in. Then we had a far more serious problem. When I was at Cornell Medical School between 64 and 68, a pathology class was given to us that really revealed the story of an individual who went into surgery at Cornell, in orthopedic surgery, and became psychotic. Who was that individual? It was John F. Kennedy. Subsequently, we found out that John F. Kennedy came into the White House and illegally and in the Navy illegally because he had a Addison's disease, ADDISONS, which meant that he had a deficiency and absence of the adrenal gland and had to be given daily shots of steroids, amphetamines, and vitamins from Dr. Feelgood. As a result of that, he became psychotic, inappropriate, and we ended up with the Cuban Missile Crisis because Khrushchev saw exactly what was happening, that we had a totally disoriented, incapable president, and eventually he had to go. Subsequently, we had a problem with Nixon, whom I had worked with, not directly. He had stress and had developed thrombophlebitis. He became paranoid as a result of Watergate, and he had to leave. We then had a president whom I worked under, I did not work directly for, who had Alzheimer's. Whether he had Alzheimer's towards the end of his administration or from the beginning is a very serious question. There's no question in my mind that during the Reagan administration, I had been working for James Baker as well as Bush Sr., who was then the vice president. Now we have a case where you have complete sociopathy. You have lies upon lies. There's no question her personality is one of a complete sociopath. Whatever they're saying about Trump right now, that he's sociopathic, he's not capable, he's impulsive, that's all nonsense coming from 50 totally incompetent Republicans whom I know personally and had worked with. Michael Hayden, who's director of the CIA and was the director of National Security Agency, was nothing more than a political general. In the military intelligence field, as one of my generals once said, he's a moron, and he was not considered the brightest of all. The only man I would respect among all of them was John Negroponte, who was a serious ambassador.
All right, so Dr. Pachinik, again, you have treated world leaders, treated U.S. leaders. That's all on record. So you are an expert of experts. You are sitting here, you know, certified to look at this neurology as an MD and as a psychiatrist on record, and the former head of psychological warfare of the State Department. So you're perfectly, you know, vetted, probably the best person in the world to talk to on this. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can ask somebody, hey, do you have Parkinson's disease? Yes, I do. I mean, I can see when someone looks like they have a neurological disorder or Parkinson's type, you know, spectrum or whatever. Now, when I'm not a doctor. I have no training in it, but I've seen it enough to know what it is. You, as a truly educated expert, 6 months, a few years ago, disappearing into this brain tumor specialist facility, all the bizarre behavior, her obviously degenerating, acting so angry, looking disoriented, having many seizures, looking at her, just in the videos you see online, if you saw that of a layperson, what would you say is wrong with them?
I would say that she has a occult brain tumor, either glioblastoma, or that she has possibly an onset of Alzheimer's disease, which begins as what we would call a subcortical vascular dementia because of thrombosis to the brain. Either way, it has to be ruled out. If she has early onset dementia, which she may well have, which came out in the issue with Chris Wallace and her quick discussion as a short circuit, and then Kane, her vice president, took over. It clearly said to me that Hillary at this point is not qualified physically, mentally, or emotionally to be the president of the United States unless she is given a clean record of health, which I doubt will happen. Now, let me give you exactly what happened. They produced a most cockamamie or a very run-down or watered-down medical history. This is public. Her primary care physician is Dr. Lisa Bardak. I don't know who she is. She's an internist, consistent with the physician. She's the chairman of the Department of Medicine at Mount Kisco, New York. Now, you're talking about a very small town in comparison to where Hillary was really treated, which was physicians, and surgeons at Columbia. And Columbia knows very well, the neurologists there know very well, that she was worked up with an MRI, CAT scans, and everything else.
Sure, so what they're doing is she's going to some local treating physician, doing a limited thing, not sharing the other medical records from years ago, and then putting that out as her supposed medical history.
Correct. Then she has anticoagulant treatment. Now, is she still on any coagulant? We have to know that. That means she's bleeding out. She had three episodes of concussion that she even documented, 98, 2009, and 2012, where she had to be treated for 12 months. She wore a glasses that are called Fresnel prism glasses, which are usually worn by patients who have diplopia or double vision, and they have to be able to see better. And that was shown in the Benghazi inquiry.
Yes, sir. What are you seeing when you see her, what looks like as a layperson, a seizure where she seems to not have balance, and then she's been taught to smile and act like it's fun, but people say, are you okay?
Well, what you see there is the classical petite mal, which can go into a grand mal seizure. And then what I saw was the gentleman who came by her, the Secret Service, and gave her diazepam, which is Valium, in order to reduce the seizure activity.
And that's the key. They're running up injecting her with what? I guess a depressant to stop the brain activity?
Yes, an anticonvulsant medication. She would be on Dilatin and other parts. But here's the issue. The issue I'm getting to is far greater than even Hillary Clinton. It's the problem that we have with the Secret Service, with the FBI and the CIA, and I come back to it again and again and again. I don't wish her illness, but I do condemn the Secret Service for the fact that their only loyalty is to their job and to the President of the United States. It is not to the Republic. They have covered up more malfeasance, more irregularity, and more miscreant behavior.
Dr. Pajenik, we'll get into that, and I'm glad that you're making this a compendium, not just about Hillary Clinton.
No,
that there's a history of this.
Hillary Clinton.
Sure, sure. There's a history of it. You know Hillary. You've not even really bashed her on this show. You didn't say nice things about her. The larger issue, though, is she looks extremely ill, extremely out of it. It's one thing if the president's got a heart problem. It's one thing if they've even, you know, got a cancer that can be treated. But if she looks so angry, looks so crazed, or looks out of it, and is reportedly so mean and so rude to people now. I mean, to me, that just is what I've heard about Alzheimer's or dementia, and it shows she's degenerating very, very quickly. I'm just concerned about putting somebody like her in power, I mean, for the obvious reasons. So what do you think she's specifically done? Obviously, call for the release of her full medical records. What else?
Well, there's call for release of a full medical record. At the same time, I would want Congress to call in the Secret Service to demand exactly what they have witnessed, what they have seen under oath.
What are you injecting her with? There should be congressional hearings. Why does a person follow her with a tranquilizer dart?
They won't do that because it'll look partisan. But at the same time, I would put a gag order on everyone who's involved in any way in adding ad hominem comments. I mean, the fact that 50 Republican ex-experts, all of whom were neocons, Zelenko. You have Zelenko.
No, I get it. You don't want political points. You care about the Republic.
I don't care about the political points. I care about the mental health and the medical health of this woman, and it has to be addressed ASAP.
Is she unfit to be the nominee?
At this point, yes. Unless proven otherwise.
Let me ask you this, because
she is not qualified to be the President of the United States as of today. She neither has the mental capacity, the physical capacity, as we've seen them bring her up.
I interrupted you, Dr. Pajenik. Start over with that statement because we're going to put this out. Start over.
I demand that she have an independent medical neurological evaluation by people who are neither Republicans nor Democrats to evaluate her mental status and physical status to be the President of the United States. I demand that Columbia PNS release the records on the neurological workup of a president of the United States, potential president. Columbia has a far greater obligation to the country than it does to its patients. The HIPAA law, which ironically was brought in by Bill Clinton, has to be broken because it's a far greater issue than the concern of one individual. We are now talking about the nation state. What we've seen is a lot of distraction of a group of her people, including Republicans, who may or may not have been co-opted to say that Trump is in Tulsa, he's erratic. In fact, the reality is that's a lot of distortion and distraction which belongs to her. And in time...
Well, I've actually found Trump is super disciplined and is just like a workhorse and very, very calm and focused in private, and that's what folks that know him
correct.
Say.
Correct. I'm not here. I don't want to get into politics, but let's make it very clear. There is no history that I know about Trump where he has actually killed individuals intentionally or unintentionally. There is.
Yeah, Trump hasn't gone around and destabilized all these countries and said,
correct.
I came, I saw, he died.
Correct. Now, we can honestly say her judgment about Libya is in question. Was it her judgment because she thought that was the best thing to do? Or did she have an underlying psychological, neurological problem which compelled her to act and be aggressive and go to war, as she did in Iraq and elsewhere?
Well, that was my next question, because you are a top psychiatrist. Let me expand on that. A lot of times you read about dementia, you read about brain tumors. People tend to start acting like kids. They tend to have rages. They tend to get aggressive. In a lot of videos, I thought it was just her acting like a kid for her audience, but more and more I see her on C-SPAN and things off to the side acting like a little kid, but also kind of raging and stomping around. What is that indicative of, Doctor?
It's indicative of onset of possibly dementia. A dementia in her case would not be unusual because she's 69 years old, going on 70. With all due respect to her, she's been under a lot of stress. She's flown all over the world. She has been dehydrated, but she has a well-known history of having concussions, not just one concussion, but concussions in 1998, 2009, and a major concussion 2012, where she had to wear the Fresnel prisms, which means that she has an ongoing post-concussion syndrome and or a glioblastoma or an onset of dementia or all three. But without an independent evaluation, without the release of the records from Columbia, not from this Dr. Lewis Bardak, I don't know who she is. And
I understand. Release the real medical records. Why was she disappeared for a year, 6 months in treatment? That's not blood clots.
No, that is far more serious than a blood clot. And also, usually when I examine the resident, I often ask, what does it mean when you have a history of multiple blood clots? Now, usually... Most residents don't know that. The answer is that we have a hidden tumor. And in this case, it could well be glioblastoma, which is a very serious
And by hidden, sir, can you give us the technicals? You mean it's a deep tumor?
Deep tumor, which is quite aggressive or can be controlled with chemotherapy, radiation, or some other...
Well, we have to speculate. I mean, she looks pretty bad. She disappears for large periods of time. She has to be to the bathroom longer during a debate.
Correct. If this were to occur in Trump right now, if Trump were to evidence the kind of behavior that she evidenced, with all due respect, we would immediately have asked for Trump's background in terms of medical history, psychiatric history, and all. It's also interesting that throughout her whole life, even as a senator, she keeps on confabulating a story where she created all kinds of economic opportunity. Yet today I wrote a whole blog saying that she didn't create any jobs in New York State. In fact, that 25% of the jobs went under the family, who the Corning Glass, she paid them $330,000 for speeches, paid $220,000 to the eBay family, when she, in fact, accomplished nothing. So what?
Sure, well, let's expand on this. Well, what does the psychology say of her and Bill that they would steal the George Washington plates and cutlery?
Well, in that sense, you have what I've always said. You have basically a very low-class sociopathic family, folie à deux, which really is an arrangement of two people.
You're talking about white trash.
In effect, yeah, that's not a diagnosis, but Bill has never been honest. Bill has never accomplished really anything. Bill is born of a mother who was in the prostitute business. He came out of Hope, Arkansas, which was the headquarters of the mob for the Jews and the Italians. And, I mean, that history is well known. but to come forth and then bring us again another problem of sociopathy, we have to start to ask the question, what's the underlying mental...
Let's answer that straight ahead and talk about the Iran $400 million. Then we're going to shift gears into the mass murderer's father showing up at the Hillary rally.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Psychiatrist, a board certifying individual who's run entire federal facilities, treated presidents, you name it, went through a whole history earlier of how there's this long-term program of bipartisanly of covering up serious illnesses, a lot of times because vice presidents and others want to basically be running the show. That means George Soros, I guess, in the case of Hillary. But Hillary is falling down. She is suddenly doesn't know who she is in press conferences. She won't give press conferences. She spent off and on a year in a very secretive medical facility that deals with brain tumors. I wanted to play a brief clip before we shift gears to another subject with him, since he mentioned it, this Fox News clip from Hannity. What do Hillary Clinton's neurological records show? Not the ones she put out from her little family doctor, you know, in New York that are just limited, but the real ones, the CAT scans, her true records. Here's a clip.
The picture, which shows Hillary Clinton apparently needing assistance to climb a flight of stairs at a campaign stop back in February, was picked up by the Drudge Report, which posted this headline over the weekend, detailing Hillary Clinton's history with falls and speculating that the former Secretary of State could be experiencing a serious undisclosed medical condition. Earlier today, we reached out to the Clinton campaign for a statement, and a spokesman told us that the Drudge Report is shameful. And anyone who buys into that vitriol, including yours truly, is shameful as well. So shameful we are. Anyway, but what was noticeably missing from the statement was any reference or rebuttal to the health issues that are alleged by Drudge and others. And Jim Hoft in an article, and, you know, Hillary's handler, I guess, called it a diazepam pen. What would that be for?
So one of the things that happens after having concussion, usually within a year or so, you should all the symptoms should resolve. Occasionally you have a latent or delayed kind of post-concussion syndromes and seizure.
Like traumatic head issues for a football player.
Exactly what it is. And that can come years down the road. She may have some of these symptoms.
You think that's what you're seeing?
Well, I certainly think that a traumatic brain injury with symptoms down the road is very, very likely here, especially since she had a blood clot on her brain. And as David was mentioning, that can actually lead to a seizure problem. Someone's carrying a pen that you would use in the case of a seizure, a Valium pen. That makes me wonder about that. We need to see her records to see what's the sequela.
They want Donald Trump's tax. There's two things we want from her. We want her speeches to Wall Street and the medical records in full.
Well said. I mean, how is that shameful when she's falling down? She's obviously having seizures. She looks worse. She's got weird lesions, rot holes on her tongue in multiple shots. She either acts disoriented or like a crazy, I mean, I don't mean to be mean. I'm not a neurologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I've seen Down syndrome children when they are either really bummed out and depressed, or they get these euphoric, crazy things where they look up and look like the Joker. I mean, she just acts like a crazy person. I mean, she acts like a crazy schizophrenic would, you know, at a four-way stop in downtown Austin. And she looks like a bag lady with her. I mean, I'm not being mean here, folks. I'm telling you, she looks like a classically insane person. Is that caused by a brain tumor? Is it caused by something else? I mean, everyone's just going with the story that, oh, she was in the hospital off and on for a year for a blood clot. Dr. Steve Pachinik, again, formerly a board certifying psychiatrist, MD, former head of psychological warfare for the State Department, you know, a guy that ran entire medical facilities. I mean, snapshot of this, dead reckoning. Is this a woman getting better from something or worse?
There's no question she's worse. Let me say something. She's not schizophrenic. But let me put the correct words. I know you're saying it in your lay terms. And remember, they're going to accuse us, you and me, of being conspiratorial since we've been doing this since 2001.
Sir, I totally understand. I'm saying I'm a lay person.
Alex, I'm not apologizing. All I'm saying to your audience is when we first said that 9/11 was a stand down, everybody said we were crazy.
And now it's come out.
And that came. Now we know it was true. In the same way, I'm saying, as I said 13, 14 years ago, Hillary Clinton, and I wish her no illness. I've known her before. I've met her. She's a good mother, and Bill Clinton was a good mother to Chelsea. I happen to know that. But the reality is, when you see her now, for whatever reason, as a physician, as somebody who was an official within the State Department and still helps our government for free and if cares about our presidency, I have nothing against Hillary per se. I'm just simply stating that her history of sociopathy, her history of ongoing denial and distortion, particularly when Chris Wallace interviewed her and said, you're lying. Everything you said about Comey was the reverse, can manifest itself as confabulation as an issue within herself of having a history of severe concussions 3 to 4 times possibly. We know it's in 1998. We know it's in 2009. We know for in 2012, Bill Clinton even stated clearly she was in the hospital for 6 months under the care of physicians and surgeons. Here is what has to be done. Physicians and surgeons must open their records. Not because they're doctors and not because they're sanctimonious and not because of HIPAA laws. We have to open those records because the state of the nation and possibly the world depends on what her mental health is and her medical condition.
That's right. When you want to be the president of the United States, you then make yourself open to the public. Things that were private now must be public because you now represent us, and I certainly agree. So in closing, if you have to dead reckon, Dr. Pachinik, I want to spend a few minutes on another issue and then let you go. I know you're busy.
No, let me say the second part. There's no question the Secret Service has to be brought before Congress to assess under oath what they have done and what they have seen. Not one of these things where they remain there for 10 years and then they write their books. That's not going to be acceptable. The Secret Service will be indicted for collusion in terms of creating a problem for the United States of America. Their loyalty is to the people of the United States, not to the presidency. Either they're funded by us and they respond to our request, or we defund them. There is no question the Secret Service for 50 to 60 years has covered up major malfeasance and malpractice that occurred in
the White House. Well, look, they want to expose Hillary and others.
It's the same thing. They covered up for John F. Kennedy. They covered up for Reagan. They covered up for a whole group of people. If that's, in fact, what they do, then they are in collusion with malfeasance.
No, I hear you. But bottom line, we need to get these documents out. And
correct.
I think it's becoming a major issue. And clearly, Trump is dead even or ahead in the real polls. They're putting out fake polls. As a former top psychological warfare expert, a guy that's helped keep governments in power, overthrow foreign governments, people that don't know who you are, you're a rock star of that, probably more than anybody living. Dr. Steve Pachinik, looking at this election, just as a media analyst, I've never seen them photoshopping things, delisting Google, dirty tricks against Donald Trump. A, do you agree with that statement? And B, why are they pulling out all the stops?
Because they're frightened. And also, this is the modus operandi of the Clinton machinery. They have always been crooked. When Clinton came in the first time around, and I worked for Bush Sr., I said to one of my CIA operatives, what in fact happened? How did this guy from Arkansas, who nobody knew, we knew in the State Department that he was receiving money from mainland China. That was in 88, 89. And my CIA operative told me he's been on the payroll of the Chinese and they stole the election. Remember the old Stalin statement. It's not how many people vote or who votes. It's the person who counts the votes, and whether they have doctored the machinery, whether they haven't doctored it, they are completely complicit in malfeasant activity.
Sure,
they know it.
Let me tell you this. I can't go see a movie like The Martian.
No, it's a waste of time.
I can't go see the new Star Trek movie, none of them. Every major action movie or sci-fi movie is how great the communist Chinese are, with Politburos, red flags, the Starlet Girl is a communist Chinese colonel. We get our rocket boosters in The Martian from the communist Chinese to save our mission because we're idiots. I mean, it's like Hollywood has become, because that's how you know who you're working for. I mean, Hollywood now, when I see almost any movie, there is red Chinese propaganda in it. And this just started happening 2 years ago. And let me tell you, it is freaking me out.
Well, I wouldn't worry about Hollywood. Having been a producer and I'm part of the Producers Guild, Hollywood is finished. They have no more capability to develop films than the
past. No, I agree with you, but since when did the Red Chinese start running it?
Well, that's not the issue as much as the fact that nobody's going to movies and the millennials are now streaming all of the content. So let's not worry about Hollywood. What we have to worry about now is the fact that now, and let's get into the 400 million, I had the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Obama, Comey, Brennan, three horsemen, go in and carry and give a ransom of $400 million, part of a $1.7 billion ransom, for four Americans held in Iran. You know how criminal that is? That's treason. If I had done that over the past 30 to 40 years as the head of counterterrorism and international hostage negotiation, I would have been in prison for that. And believe me, the FBI would be more than happy to hand me subpoenas. But when the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the president of the United States, and John Kerry pay ransom money, basically to keep the Iranians quiet, of $1.7 billion.
Isn't it like Rudyard Kipling said in that poem that once you pay the pirate, you must do it over and over again?
Correct. You never stop. And the Iranians have continuously, they took two more hostages after that. And so once again, they're going through this action of paying off hostages.
But everybody knows you don't pay off people. Why did they do it?
Because they're cowardly and because they're inept. And I can't tell you how inept they really are. Comey has failed repeatedly. He failed to indict Hillary. He failed to really handle the FBI.
What did you make of that, speaking of schizophrenic speech where he indicts her, she's horrible, she's lied, she's evil, but then no one will go after her? I mean, what did you make of his speech?
Well, the point of the speech was that he made a very serious mistake when he had General Petraeus, who had given over 8 notebooks to his mistress and had committed a crime that was a felony. And then Petraeus, on top of that, lied. So what did Comey and at that time Eric Holder do? They made him a misdemeanor. As a result of that, he said that no efficient prosecutor can indict her. What he meant was that he messed up once again. Comey has to resign because he messed up not only once under Petraeus, he messed up again under Hillary Clinton. And you can't have an FBI that could not indict a woman like that because of the issue that they had already messed up under Petraeus. So what we have is compounding mistakes again and again. And
I hear you. Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik, simply amazing info. Anytime you want to come on, just call Nico. We'd love to get you on.
Thank you for the opportunity, and God bless your audience.
Let me just say one more thing. You offered a couple of years ago to fly to Austin and to be in studio. I know your face hadn't been seen in forever. We could do like Drudge and have you over there in the corner blacked out. I want to get you a plane ticket here in the next month or so if you want to do it. Come to Austin and check out the facility at, after us talking on air for 15 years. It's 15 now, Doc. Almost 15.
And we've had a good friendship. Let's keep it that way. Otherwise, you don't want to see my face.
Okay, well, before you said you wanted to come to Austin. Remember that?
Well, yeah, a long time ago. But now I'm happy just being in the rural South and working with my people. But the truth of the matter is, let's get the medical records out. And the doctors on Fox News were absolutely correct. They're both excellent doctors. One works at Mount Sinai. The other one's a famous internist. And like them, I said, let's get the medical records and find out what this is all about. And I thank you, Alex, for the opportunity to talk.
Thank you. Just in closing in 60 seconds, I think even if the establishment steals this election, which they're trying to set up right now with fake polls, that it's the end, though. I mean, they're really showing their cards. They've got a obviously collapsing, degenerating, it's very sad, rotting woman who they're foisting like a dead king, up in his chair. The El Cid trick worked for about 30 seconds, where he rides out against the Moors. But in the real world, you can't have a corpse in the White House for too long, especially in the age of the Internet. And if the Secret Service and others think they can cover this up for a long time, I think they're wrong. What do you think all this craziness signifies, Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com?
Well, we're on the process of a republic which has been led over 30 years by incompetent presidents of the United States who were not qualified, including Obama. I said it from the very beginning. He was a liar. He was a sociopath. He would lie all the way through the White House and couldn't care less. The same thing with Bush Jr. and the same thing with Bill Clinton. The only thing, I'm not here to promote Trump, although I favor Trump for one simple reason. He's had a business experience. He's going to clean out whatever there is. As to what his personality is, I could care less. But
well, wait, you're a board certifying psychiatrist from Harvard and a you know, former head of counterterrorism and a commando before that. So I think you're certified to tell us what you really think of Trump. What do you think of his psychology? Because I read these big psychology things in Atlantic
Monthly.
Well, I think
Trump, you know, like all of us, we're a bit narcissistic, but I think Trump has been able to advance despite the problems ahead of him. And he was courageous enough to go forth and said, look, I want to be president of the United States. He's the first businessman we've ever
had. He's not out to get America. Do you agree with my analysis that he's not out to get us?
No, he wants, if anything, I think he wants, and he picked a very good man in Michael Pence. He wants to get forth and clean out the entire establishment that's totally corrupt, including the Clintons, the Republicans, the FBI, the CIA, the DNI. I mean, Michael Hayden, and then he wants to get in, clean it out, and he would be more than happy to give it over to Pence and to the people that he brings into the government.
Well, you just showed the inside baseball. Truth is, Trump doesn't want to do any of this. He doesn't even, he just wants to fix it and get out and go play golf.
That's exactly right.
You know the inside baseball, don't you? Because that's
right.
The truth. Trump doesn't even want to be president. He just can't sit there and watch this happen.
He's doing it simply because it's a mandate that he felt he needed to do and just clean it out. But he's correct. He read Hillary correctly. He read the problems correctly. He stated that we have a rigged election. Bernie unfortunately left and was overwhelmed and couldn't continue.
Well, they're pretty freaked out because they know, and it's not a secret. I mean, Trump's a listener, been a listener for a long time, and they're really upset about it. Dr. Pachinik, thank you. StevePachinik.com, all your great books and material. Let's get you up for an hour soon about the great book about your mom, just from a historical perspective.
Thank you, Alex.
Right, there he goes. Joe Biggs has got, thank you, big news on this mass murder at the gay nightclub showing up to the Hillary rally. Stay with us.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I can see 4 miles there.
Dirty trick to say she's obviously completely ill. I mean, you can look at her. She looks like she's in bad shape. But for me, it's the bigger issue that her and Bill have been communist Chinese spies forever. You've heard it from Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was the former head of counterterrorism for the United States, for the U.S. Army and more. And the entire structure that isn't traitors knows that this country is in so much trouble. I mean, it really is crazy. And now we've got this exercise of Hillary going and blaming the Second Amendment for what happened in Orlando. And there in the crowd, you've got the father, Sadiq Matin, of Omar Matin, who killed 50-plus people. And then he goes on the news and is arrogant and proud of it. And then Hillary spins it and says, oh, he wasn't invited when they were in the vetted group. Joe Biggs has covered many Hillary rallies. He's got the documentation, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, so I want to go back to the mental state of Hillary Clinton really quick, if we can. My grandmother died of Alzheimer's. My great-grandmother died of Alzheimer's, and all started with falling down, forgetting who people were, twitching, things like that. So it definitely looks like she almost has an onset of Alzheimer's in a sense. Like, there's definitely something going on.
That's what Pachinik said, plus brain tumor.
I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Now, with what happened in Orlando, she actually spoke at a rally in Kissimmee. I actually retweeted some video just a minute ago from this girl who was in Kissimmee at the rally. She's a Trump supporter. And what they actually did is they fudged the numbers. This is a room, a building that held about 3,000 people. They actually moved the walls in and tightened it up so it looked like there was a ton of people in there for when they filmed. And then in the back area was completely wide open.
Yeah, so the footage is up on your Rambo Biggs. It's also on our article that's on drudgereport.com, Infowars.com, breaking that down. It's crazy.
But she can't even, in Omaha, she can't even fill up a rally. They had to bring in high school kids to fill it up. You know, there's multiple areas where no one's coming out, but they want to tell you that she's leading in the polls and more people are for her. When, in fact, when you go to Trump rallies, there are thousands upon thousands of people and people mile-long wrapped around the buildings to go hear this man speak, but no one is for her.
How do they think they're going to pull this off? I mean, they admit they're adding 15% more Democrats to poll samples to give her a lead. It's pure bull. How dumb do they think we are?
What is it? Pennsylvania, 60,000 people switched over from Democrat to Republican.
Oh, it's a landslide, and they're going to try to steal it. And I tell you, they got the new Fox News director for Ailes. He was on this morning and oh, it's true. Hillary's going to win by 12 points. He's this real Nelly guy. And don't listen to others, these unhealthy polls. He was, I mean, they are really, they had to take Fox down, though, so that they couldn't challenge it.
Well, yeah, if you start watching Fox now, you start seeing they're starting to lean more towards Clinton. Every time you hear these guys, except for Sean Hannity, like, it's all like, oh,
by the way,
Hannity,
not so bad. Well, I'm not going to get Hannity in trouble, but he did reach out to us. He said, great job. We appreciate you. I'm trying my best. They're threatening to fire him right now. So he reached out to us and said he appreciates us. But, yeah. This country's in deep crap, brother. They are cooling Fox News.
But
they got fake polls out. They got Fox this morning on three different shows I watched going, oh, he's always been behind Hillary. Yeah, he's going to lose by 12 points, yeah.
But it's a top story. They go, well, David Duke endorsed Trump. And then he goes, well, I disavowed him. They're like, were you going to disavow him? He's like, well, I just did it. How many times do I have to do it? And then she brings out Khan to the DNC to speak. This guy says that Sharia law should be held over all other laws.
He's just like Sadiq Matin.
Yeah, and now you have Sadiq Matin, the father of Omar Matin, the Orlando Pulse nightclub killer. And they're saying, well, we didn't invite him. He wasn't asked to be here. Well, I've been to tons of these rallies before. When I'm able to come in as press, that row behind where the presidential candidate speaks is already full before they let in the main public who have been waiting, who have tickets. That is a
That's admitted.
Crowd.
It's always vetted, trusted Democrat turds.
Yeah, now, if he was in the regular crowd standing up, then I could understand. You know, maybe he got one of those regular emails and decided to show up. But he was standing behind a presidential frontrunner for the Democratic Party, right there smiling, waving, all happy and excited. This is who's in her corner.
So what's the message? They're obviously doing this on purpose.
This is like a message to people out there. Hey, bring anybody in. I want to talk about a statement when we get back that he made that I think is very important.
Yeah, stay with us. Infowars.com/show. Stations across the country. Spread the word. Don't take this transmission for granted, folks. Radio Network.